Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
If you want to practice and improve your English in a fun and creative way, please visit our website www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
It's very nice because I've been thinking for quite a long time of finally recording an interview with you. Usually, you know, there are three of us, me, Asya, and Daniel, but unfortunately they can't, so it'll be only you and I. So, first of all, you started to participate in our English club, right? Yes. And it's very, very unusual that, well, for me, I think, that a foreigner, the person who is not in Russia or in Ukraine or in any other, you know, adjacent countries, has a profile in VKontakte, yeah, which is mainly a Russian social networking website. How come you are there?
It's by coincidence. First, I searched to find another interesting website to make friendship. For a long time, I didn't get how to subscribe in this site. And one time, after 1 or 2 years, I tried to subscribe there, and I found that they opened the subscription.
But you are in Facebook, right?
Yeah, I was on Facebook before. I began to have some friends. I found this contact is very, very interesting in practicing language.
I agree with you. And I think that we've talked already about it. It's very convenient when you want to listen to music, right? Because for example, I do not download albums. Yeah, I usually listen to music in VKontakte.
Yes. It's very useful.
What is your the first language? Yeah, the main language.
The main language is Arabic here in Algeria, and because we were colonized by France country. So French is the second language here. A lot of people here practice and speak French as French people.
Is there a difference between those languages, like in pronunciation, maybe?
No, there is no difference.
Absolutely the same.
Absolutely the same.
But that's interesting. You have been occupied by France?
Yeah, for a long time.
Yes, and then Arabs. And there was also, somewhere in the Middle Ages, it was like Turkish, yeah? Ottoman.
Ottoman. Not occupation, because we asked them to help us.
Yes,
this is the difference. We asked the Ottoman to protect us, and because a lot of European countries would like to occupy Algeria, because it's very important for them. Even Spain and France, there was conquest between them to occupy Algeria. Until now, France don't agree to let Algeria for free. So till now, there's some political problems between them, and some people said that the story between Algeria and France like love story, you know. Sometimes we scald, sometimes we agree.
Yes. What was it during the Arab Spring?
Yeah, the Arab Spring. Mm-hmm. So I will be clear with you. So we did this spring summer before Tunisia and Egypt. 20 years before.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, in 89, in the 19th. So we know what will happen for us if we continue this contestation. So we have experience with this.
And right now, is it dangerous there where you live, or is it pretty much calm?
No, it's very dangerous to follow this Arabic thing. We have a lot of problems, internal problems. We have absent government. Our president isn't here in Algeria. We don't know what's happened for him.
He had some kind of illness. Is he in France somewhere?
Yes, he is in France.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the hospital in France.
Yeah.
In the military hospital.
because I read in the news, first it started like, Algerian president is dead.
Yes, it's like that. No one knows the reality. Here, no one trusts the government. Me personally, I don't trust them. If they said is
that's quite interesting about your president, that he can be elected for multiple periods of time, so he can be re-elected as many times as it's possible.
They changed the rules. The law. Yeah.
So at first it was like, how many times could he?
It's possible for two times, but he changed the law to permit him to govern for the third time.
Yeah, I think that here in Russia we are moving in the same direction. Probably soon Putin decides to, you know, I can be re-elected as many times as I want.
So Algeria keep a good contact with Russia, because we adopted the same system. We buy arms from Russia.
Well, you know, I think it's quite common.
No, you know what's intelligent in our government? Didn't want to make cry anyone, even Russia and America. So we buy arm from Russia. We give them money by buying arm, and we keep American about oil. We give them the possibility to exploit our oil. So we give anyone what he wants.
Your main export is oil, right? Oil and gas?
Yes.
It's quite a rich country. I think you are like the biggest African country.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. After dividing Sudan, we are the first.
Yes,
first
yes, that's
country,
right. That's right.
Unfortunately.
So you're quite close to France.
So much. Imagine how much.
I was in the south of France.
Yes.
And I remember there were quite a lot of Arabs. It's actually quite crazy. There were a lot of people from Algeria, from Morocco, from Tunisia. And actually, one of my best friends is in France, and his family is from Toulon. We traveled through, you know, southern France, and especially in Marseille. It's like the whole city, I think, it's not a lot of French people there.
For Algerian, when you live in Marseille, you feel like living in Algeria.
Really? So I experienced a little bit of Algeria.
So we call it the 49 arrondissement. Because we have 48 and Marseille is 49.
Tell me once again, how did it happen that France decided to, you know, to let...
To give us, Le Pen said, they give us the independence. No. So before France went out, mm-hmm. she let here some people that work for it. And we had a very big revolution here, the revolution of liberation.
Uh-huh.
It's the most important. We had 1 million of martyrs. And other countries learned about our revolution. We had it not for free like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the last colonization of France. We are the last. But inside there's a lot of things that I don't know, and no one knows the reality about it.
Your country is situated on the desert, yeah?
No, we have a very nice weather. We have mm-hmm. the desert, and we have the warm weather. We have four seasons. We have spring, we have rain, we have summer, we have here beach.
I dreamt about going to Africa. The first thing that I think about is markets. Yes. And I would love to go and, you know, to see these markets, you know, with spices, with different colors. It seems to be, you know, so colorful and so in some sense maybe exotic, the sand and sun. I don't know, I have this image in my head.
Yeah, I suggest for you to visit the Sahara. It's very, very nice. We have the most beautiful sunset in the world, so a lot of Germans come here to spend time and visit it. Mm-hmm. We have archaeological sites here in Algeria.
Do you have like some specialties in terms of food? I know that in Africa you have couscous.
Yeah. Yes, the couscous. So we have a lot of dishes. Our gastronomy are like France. We eat a lot of bread. This is specific of Algerian. We eat so much bread. Maybe the half of the meal is bread, and the other half of both meal.
I read somewhere that there is bread. I don't remember how it is called, but you cook it in sand.
No, not here in the north, in the Sahara.
In the south, yeah.
They make fire in the sand, and when it begins to be very very hot,
mm-hmm.
the rest of the burning wood, they prepare the bread and make it inside. Even the tea of the Sahara is very 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 concentrated.
Oh.
It's their speciality, the tea and the bread.
Do they grow tea themselves, or is it imported?
I think they grow it, but we still import it from China.
You're originally from Algiers, from the capital.
Yes.
And yes. Your family lives there?
Yes, I live with my family here.
Probably lots of siblings, like sisters, brothers, or not? Or is it growing more European, like only one, two children?
No, we have a lot of people. We have a big family here. I have eight other brothers.
Oh, eight?
Five girls and three other brothers. It's really important. But now people try to decrease the number of children because it's difficult to raise them, yes, financially. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, here the government didn't grow and didn't build schools and because we spent 20 years out of the world,
mm-hmm.
we were closed. No one knew about us. Yes, from the 19th. So we spent exactly 10 years, no one knew about us. We had a lot of problems here in Algeria, a lot of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a very big spring, and now we began to revive. Still corruption after this problem. This is why life is so little difficult here for a lot of people.
And for you, I hope that it's not that difficult.
A little difficult, yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer in computer sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to work in small company. And I hope to have a better life and have good work. Or live in my country.
Okay.
This is the dream of everyone here in Algeria. Because we don't have what we want here in Algeria. I told you, it's very difficult here in Algeria to live and to have a better life. You can bought a flat, you can get married here in Algeria. Our transport is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is Algeria, and we have the habit to live here.
If you want to go somewhere, where would you go? In what country?
I don't know, maybe France. But because a lot of people want to go,
mm-hmm.
to be legalized, it's very, very difficult to work in other countries. Even to have a visa is very difficult. And government don't want to let us go out.
When I was in the United States, I worked in a fast food chain.
Yes.
And we had two men from Algeria.
Yes.
And one of them was quite old, actually, and he was a professor. A
yes.
professor in something, I don't remember what it was, but yeah, he was like a scientist, actually. I came to the United States only for summer. He left for Algeria when I was still in the United States. And the second one actually won this green card. They have this lottery. And he won this lottery and started living in the United States. But as for the professor one, I think that he only had working visa. He had to go back. And I remember that he was so interesting. And I don't know, I think that it was, for me, it was so strange that, first of all, he was a very smart man, a very clever man, and
yeah.
A professor, you know,
yeah.
with a degree. And he worked in the United States in a fast food restaurant. And actually, we have the same thing, you know, with those people from southern countries like Uzbekistan. And they also, they come to work here, you know, as a cheap workforce. My mother used to work for what we call safhoz. They grew vegetables, and she had like maybe five or six people who came from Uzbekistan, if I'm not mistaken. I talked to them, and they were so interesting, although there was some language barrier, because they could speak Russian, but with some mistakes, and it was sometimes very difficult to understand what they said. But most of them were, you know, very well-educated people. There was a person who was a sculptor, and there was also some mathematician, and, you know, highly intelligent people, and they worked for this, you know, manual work. But it's just for money, because they earned money and they went back. So it was only seasonal work, maybe for maximum 1 year.
Yes, I understand. It's very difficult, yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people like that here in Algeria.
I don't know. I think that it's so unfair.
This is a problem of government.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of intelligent people, why you don't scare them and you offer them how to have a good life? Because corrupted government. Can you imagine, here, a student here went to study in France, and France don't give us a lot of visas to study there, but still a very important number of Algerians want to leave Algeria and study out of Algeria. I wrote about the number of people who want to leave, who want to go. The student, 250,000 of students who want to leave Algeria every year. And from this number, they give us, I think, 500 visa. Can you imagine?
Such a tiny number.
Yes, yeah. This number of 2011 and 2012 is much bigger than this number.
You have this unemployment, especially for women. It's probably impossible to find a job for a woman.
Here, they favorize girls than men. This is why all things are going wrong.
What do you mean? Do you mean that women can get a proper job there?
Yes. Girls can find, because they favorize girls than men.
Oh.
Yes. If you come here, you can find job. Very easy.
What job? For example?
Every job you want. Even administration or in aesthetic companies. They found job very easy, even if she is beautiful or something like
that. But how is it with women? So they are still very traditional.
So everyone live how he wants.
Oh, okay.
So we have open girls and we have traditional girls. In this case, we have a problem. Some people want to live traditional and others conservative people.
But it's not that too religious. You can have your own ideas. Yeah. If you want to decide that, no, I don't want to be a traditionalist, you can live just like you want.
Like European, but not like women. Not like women parties. We don't agree with them.
I read somewhere that it's better not to take photographs of local people when you travel in Algiers, especially women. Is it true?
Yes. Because we conserve the life of women as protection for them. So I think it's a very good idea. I agree with them.
Do you have any, strange traditions?
For example?
For example, when I travel to Germany, I have just been to Germany.
Yeah.
And I have never visited any European country during, how do you call it, Easter. Christian holiday, you can say.
Yes.
The celebration of resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And they have this weird thing when they decorate trees with ribbons and eggs, colored eggs. When you walk on the street, those small trees with ribbons are everywhere. And it was very strange for me that people want to, you know, decorate trees with ribbons and with eggs. Yeah. So they have this Easter bunnies. They say that the Easter bunny brings eggs, and children have to find those eggs, chocolate eggs, all over the house. And it's very strange for me, because in Russia, Easter is different. I'm Muslim, and we don't have Easter. But most of my friends are Russian. And in Kazakhstan, it's quite democratic, all this religion, because there's 50-50 50% of Tatar people and 50% of Russians, so it's like a mixture. And because all my friends are Russian, even when I was a child, my mother used to color those eggs and give them to me, and then I went to see my friends and I gave those eggs to my Russian friends, although, you know, we're Muslims, for us it was like, you know, it was funny. It was funny to color the eggs, but it wasn't like religious. So do you have anything similar, like something that, I don't know, some interesting...
I remember one thing. Yes, so here in Islam we don't celebrate the birth of our prophet. It's a sin to celebrate it. He say, if you want to celebrate, so pray God or do something better than celebrate my birthday. And even everyone mustn't celebrate his birthday. So here in Algeria, they celebrate the birth of our prophet by playing with fire.
Fireworks?
Fireworks, yes.
Uh-huh.
By fight.
By fight?
Yes, by fight, by fireworks.
Who fights whom?
Between people, they play in between them.
Everyone fights?
Yes. They make groups and they begin to fight between them using fireworks. It's so dangerous, but it's still crazy people.
When is it? Is it like a set date?
It's Islamic calendar. It changes every year. And this day, I don't go out.
Of course.
I stay home, even because it's sin, and I don't play with them. It arrives to me sometimes when I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Some families throw fireworks to me from the window.
Goodness. So you have never traveled anywhere, so you've never been to any other country?
No, I've never. I don't have vacations, because in my vacations I spend them working. Work in everything, as you said, to survive.
You can't really afford to have a vacation.
So till now, I didn't have.
But you're going to have.
I hope, yes. This is my first year.
You can go and travel somewhere.
No, I would like to visit countries. But European countries, it's very expensive.
Oh, yes.
So here, we haven't... you can't exchange money from dinar to euro.
Huh.
Here you have to go out and buy in the road the money. So you can't exchange money in the bank. You buy it 15% expensive than the normal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have to work hard and to work double to buy, for example, 100 euro. They make rules and laws to don't permit us to make change in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine when you do a transaction and you win 15% of the product, you will win a lot of money.
Business.
Yes, corruption in money. To leave here, Algeria, is very difficult.
Let's take France. People from Algeria, for example, do most of them leave there legally or?
So the legalized number of Algerians, I think 5 million of Algerians,
mm-hmm.
legalized.
Mm-hmm.
Before, there were a lot of possibilities to get there, illegally, maybe by going by boat here.
Oh.
Can you imagine? You go by boat, you risk your life and to get there. By Spain, or they went by Sicilia to Italy illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And some people went through Turkey.
That's quite a detour. You have to travel quite a lot.
And after France, they have the possibility to go to England. So you can find a lot of people working there. And some people, when they get visa, they say they burn it. They burn visa and still there.
But right now, is it still possible to go there by boat?
How we call on the first frontier.
Some kind of border patrol.
Yes, they still survive in the territory, so it's difficult. And when they catch you, you will spend in the some day, some month in the hill. There's a lot of places here. Even if you want, we have 1,200 kilometers of beach.
Mm-hmm.
every seaside is different than the other.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take to visit Oran,
mm-hmm.
if you search about Oran, is it near to Spain and they have the culture of Spain?
I like the fact that there are a lot of different influences, like Turkish, then French, and as I understand, it's quite multicultural.
Yes, multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are open people. We like football. We support European clubs. I don't know. We have a lot of things. We are crazy. I think because of the weather, we have a lot of sun.
Mm-hmm.
All the day is sunny. Unfortunately, other countries, or European, or Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
every day cloudy, every day cold. These days, Tunisia is in conflict. Egypt even in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Libya is in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Turkish is beginning to be in conflict. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
These days are in conflict. But it's still Algeria. They didn't want to let us live a good life.
Yeah. Well, I hope that it will soon come to an end. But it's always very difficult with African countries because it never stops.
My personal idea is the resurrection of the inspiration of colonization. Here we are colonized. Our brain is colonized. When you come here in Algeria, you see people like living in France. You can't see the difference between us. Here, people speak French. Our culture are like French. The professional language is French here in Algeria, not Arabic. So we still colonized. We still using French here in our life.
But they probably gave you a lot also. Probably it had some advantages.
For example.
I don't know about Africa, but for example, if you take the colonization of India by the British,
yeah.
They, for example, gave the railroads. Yeah, they gave something from the civilization to India, and I think that they profited quite a lot from this colonization. I'm not sure about African countries because I never studied it.
Maybe. So after colonization, one of our president. Did a lot of effort to make a better life, and after him, all his works are down, and we're still living with his projects, his big projects, like a big university, like big roads, things like that.
and this one, the current president, is he useless?
I think yes. He worked for other countries more than because we are a very very rich country. And this is why make us angry. So we know that other countries are want us and want to exploit and want. For example, here, France. If we didn't give them project, they begin to cry. This is why I told you, between us and France, some problems, some political problems, because they want to get project here because they know that we have money, and we don't live in debt. We have in debt here in
mm-hmm.
Algeria. And we have $2,000 billion in the American banks. They use them.
Mm-hmm.
And people here live in poor situation.
Yeah, I hope for you that you will be able to find a better place somewhere.
I hope.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hope to hear you again multiple times in future. It's been a pleasure talking to you. It's been very interesting to find out more about this interesting, magnificent country of Algeria, although still with a lot of problems, but still beautiful.
Thank you. I'm really delighted to talk to you.
Thank you, and see you.
See you. Goodbye.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.